And welcome, my friends, to the second set of the Cool Jazz Set. I'm Paul Pierce, your host, and each week at this time we bring you this great American art, modern jazz with taste. We originate each week at this time from the University of Richmond at 90.1 on your FM dial, and we stream on the World Wide Web at WDCE.org. Our shows are recorded, as is tonight's, and will be available at our website tomorrow morning. Just go to CoolJazzSet.com and click on radio shows, and you will see both of today's one-hour segments, and I hope you will enjoy those. We also would like to welcome a new president to the University of Richmond, Dr. Ronald Crutcher, and he's an accomplished cellist, by the way, too, as is my sister Carol, who's celebrating her 70th birthday, and we need to at least give her a nice hand. What do you think? She's not only a cellist, but an accomplished poet. And I think she deserves a round of applause. What do you think? Yay, Carol Ann. Woo-hoo! All right. Quiet down now. Okay. A warm welcome, by the way, to the other stations that are now carrying the Cool Jazz Set, and that would be WYAP in Clay, West Virginia, KDUP in Surprise Valley, California, the Geneva Community Radio Station in Geneva, New York, and the Neopa Community Radio Station in Canton, Ohio. And the newest is KXNV-FM in Reno, Nevada. And welcome to all of those folks as well as our regular listeners. And we are so happy that you could be with us. I'll start this second set out with a brand new release. I just got this from Chuck Israels. He's nice enough to send me a copy. His octet, or his jazz orchestra, has just put a new album out entitled Joyful Noise, the Music of Horace Silver. And here is the Chuck Israels Jazz Orchestra playing Doodling. Thank you.
Desperado.
This is for Barbara.
Why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, your heart warm. I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing, you can't hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado. Oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger are driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Your feet get cold in the wintertime. Sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. You're losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? Come down from your fences. Open the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Before it's too late. Thank you.
The one and only Count Basie. I Can't Stop Loving You. What a big band he had. I was lucky enough to have heard him with some of his earlier bands back in the 60s, and it was quite a thrill. Let's see, before Basie, we heard a young trumpet star, Trent Austin, from his album Trumpet 102. We heard him play Stardust. And we started this threesome with Miss Diana Krall from her most recent release, Wallflower. And we heard her sing Desperado. And I've been lucky enough to have seen her in a small venue, too, which is not easy to do anymore. She was at Christopher Newport University, and we went down there to see her with, I guess, 300 invited guests. It was a nice concert. Anyway, crazy about Miss Krall. Let's see. Up next, here's a bassist that has a nice group. This is Mary Ann McSweeney. Mary Ann McSweeney plays with Claire Daly's quartet, and as well as she has her own band. This is a recording she did in 1999, and this is a tune she wrote called Yes and No. Miss Mary Ann McSweeney.
Thank you. Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And it's so nice to hear Marion McPartland's voice. And we miss her. She was something else. She performed here at the University of Richmond some years ago, and we were able to see her and get to say hello for a few minutes. What a wonderful program she had with Piano Jazz. And a great message that she left us about music education. Let's see, we just heard from guitarist Jeff Barone, that's spelled B-A-R-O-N-E, from his album entitled Crazy Talk. He's a wonderful guitar player. And you can get that album, if you're interested in it, at String Jazz Recordings. String Jazz Recordings. Before that, we heard from Mary Ann McSweeney, the great bassist, from her album Thoughts of You, and we heard a tune that she wrote called Yes and No. And that featured on tenor Mike Fawn. He also plays trombone. And then Don McCaslin on saxophone, Henry Hay on piano, Tim Horner, the drummer, and Joe Mowat on percussion. And Mary Ann McSweeney has a great website. You may want to check that out, maryannmcsweeney.com. Well, there's a number of big bands that are still playing around town. There have been a lot of really great big bands around this area in the past as well. But back in the late 60s into the early 70s, there was a band called the Virginia Jazz Orchestra, led by the great band leader and alto saxophonist Bill Crow. And I happen to have a copy of that. This was recorded in 1970. And it features some real good friends, and some of them are no longer with us now. Joe Ivey was the pianist, Denny Rinker on drums, Charlie Krause on bass, and tenor saxophones, Tommy Clark and Dick Ray, baritone, Charlie Patterson, Bill Crow, of course, on alto, and then on trumpets, Jimmy Donjay and Tommy Mitchell, all good friends. And some of them are still here and still playing very well. I want to play a cut from you. This is a tune, What's It All About, Alfie? And it features the great, late, good friend of mine, Tommy Clark. And this is Tommy Mitchell on trumpet. Thank you. And that was the Bob Hallahan Trio. Bob's a great pianist from Richmond. He's now James Madison University professor there. And a nice trio album. Bob on piano, Victor Dvoskin on bass, Devon Harris on drums. And that was a tune written by Bob called Skyshine. And it's on Bar 32 Records, by the way, if you'd like to get a copy of it. www.32barmusic.com. Well, we've been celebrating birthdays tonight, and my sister turned 70 yesterday. So we just trying to get over that. That's just amazing. The time has just flown. How could she be 70? That makes me older. My goodness, old enough to have heard Basie and Ella and Oscar and Ray and Stan Getz, Modern Jazz Quartet. My goodness. Anyway, it's been great being with you. Happy birthday, Carol Ann. And I hope to see all of you here next week, same time, same place. It's always a delight.
Why a little? Why the God above me, who must be in the know, thinks so an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye.
And that's about the time for us to say goodbye just for today. And we look forward to being with you next week at the same time. And don't forget, the Cool Jazz Set is recorded and will be available at our website tomorrow. Just go to cooljazzset.com and click on radio shows, and you'll hear both of tonight's one-hour segments, and scroll down and listen to some other shows. We leave them up for about a year. There's a little, just about 100 hours of music there for you. If you like that much jazz, play it at work or at your office or just when you're doing housework, whatever, chopping wood maybe. But anyway, thanks so much and have a great week.
When you're near, such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time.